Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Good morning, and finally it is done. I mean the week, and not the Deepika and Ranveer wedding, though glad that that will also come to a close soon. But today, we praise Mr. Guru Murthy, the champion CA from RSS, the now board member to RBI, and also the defender of demonetization. Now, he has gone an extra mile by still defending it. Yesterday, RBI board member S. Guru Murthy said economy would have collapsed had it not been for demonetization. Well, as for Vikas, aka Development, apparently Congress leader Kamal Nath had a thing to say about it. He said 15-year-old Vikas, malnourished, wearing green and saffron, has gone missing. It is 16th of November 2018 and don't miss out on what was cooking in India and the world in this week's last editorial. First up, in case you missed it, just so that you aren't shocked to find yourself weighing more this morning, it's not you. It's just the measurement. Well, after years of keeping a standard, scientists are now thinking of updating the definition of the kilogram we use every day. The kilogram was defined back in 1889 with a block of platinum iridium kept securely in a vault in Paris. That's called the International Prototype Kilogram, or the IPK, and is the standard by which all other weights are measured. Well, today, on Friday, November 16th, coup is planned in the International Ministry of Weights. After a week-long conference in the Palace of Versailles, the leading measurement experts in the world will meet at the International Bureau of Weights and Measures. There, they will vote to replace this physical artifact with a definition of the kilogram based on a fundamental constant of nature to make an electronic kilogram, which will be the new baseline measure of the mass we follow. And not that you were wondering what the word of the year is, but let us tell you that it is toxic. The Oxford English Dictionary declared the adjective toxic to the word of the year for what it says reflects the ethos, mood or preoccupations in 2018. And there are many contenders of the title to Toxic King, but for now we will stick to the real PM. And by PM here we mean Prime Motivator, RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat. A Nagpur court has issued a notice to RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat after he was accused of violating police permission by displaying lathis during an event attended by former President Pranab Mukherjee at the Sangh's headquarters in June this year. The police had granted permission to hold the path sanchalan, or the parade, without any weapons, and around 700 Swayamsevaks participated in the rally with lathis in their hands, violating the ground for permission, said Mohnish Jeevan Lal Jabalpure, the petitioner. On 7th of June, before delivering a lecture at the RSS headquarters in Nagpur, Mukherjee had witnessed the martial prowess of Sangh cadres. We're really not sure about the martial prowess, but who needs sticks when you have an army of trolls? They can do anything from making big brands back off, from working with celebrities to even cancel musical concerts. While the Arvind Kejriwal government in Delhi reached out to Carnatic singer T.M. Krishna yesterday, saying they would be happy to host a concert for him after the Airport Authority of India abruptly cancelled his show, allegedly after the singer was targeted by right-wing trolls on social media. Well, Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia, who is also the capital's culture minister, reached out to the singer directly to make the offer. That's what the sources told News 18. Hours after it was reported that AAI had called off the concert, owing to pressure from these trolls. The tweets accused AAI of using public funds to sponsor Krishna, who sings about Jesus and Allah, is anti-India, a converted bigot, and, of course, an urban Naxal. And now we move to the UP of our neighbourhood, Sri Lanka. Why UP? Well, because the parliamentarians there were throwing blows at each other. One MP was hospitalised and another accused of brandishing a knife during an all-out brawl on the floor of Sri Lanka's parliament in the latest escalation of the political turmoil that has left the country without an agreed prime minister or a cabinet. Well, the session on Thursday morning was abandoned after supporters of Mahinda Rajapaksa, the disputed Prime Minister, rushed at the Parliament Speaker Karu Jayasurya. Well, talking about blows, Trump will be feeling a little sour when he realizes what his love affair Kim Jong-un has done. And what has he done? Well, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has overseen the testing of a newly developed ultra-modern tactical weapon. Pyongyang state media reported today in a move that will raise the temperature over denuclearization talks. This marks the first official report of a weapons test by North Korea in nearly a year since it launched a delicate diplomacy with Washington over its nuclear and missile program. And while we are in democracy, Saudi Arabia says it will pursue the death penalty for 5 suspects charged with ordering and carrying out the killing of the Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi in the latest effort to distance the country's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, from the grisly murder. The Saudi public prosecutor claimed Saudi agents, including the head of forensics at the National Intelligence Service and members of Prince Mohammed's security detail, had orders to abduct Khashoggi but decided to kill him when he resisted. Well, hours later, as if in cue, the US Treasury said it was imposing sanctions against 17 alleged conspirators in an announcement that appeared timed to support the Saudi version of events and protect Mohammed bin Salman. Well, protecting the crown prince of oil fields is pretty believable, but what is not is our last story for this week. But alas, that is true as well. A Japanese minister in charge of cybersecurity has provoked astonishment by admitting that he has never used a computer in his professional life and appearing confused by the concept of a USB drive. Yoshitaka Sakurada, who is 68, is the deputy chief of the government's cybersecurity strategy office and also the minister in charge of the Olympic and Paralympic Games that Tokyo will host in 2020. And it's not just us saying goodbye. We will be back on Monday, but the legendary Wayne Rooney won't be back playing for England as he cried his heart out in an emotional farewell speech as England beat USA 3-0. And have a superb weekend. Stay warm, stay safe, and get healthier. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, take care and goodbye. Takeapart.in.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.